Puntland's Minister of Information, Abdurrahman Banga, confirmed that Islamist militiamen are in control of the town of Bandarale, nearly 700 kilometers north of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Banga said that Islamist forces attacked the town first, disputing Islamist contention that its forces there came under attack from pro-government militiamen backed by troops from Ethiopia and Puntland. The Islamists, whose leadership Ethiopia and the United States believes has ties to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations, already control most areas of southern and central Somalia. But Bandarale is the northernmost town the Islamists have seized in Somalia since they took power from factional leaders in Mogadishu in early June. Bandarale is only 70 kilometers from the Puntland town of Galkayo, which some Islamist militia leaders have vowed to take next. Mohamed Kashawito is the director of Radio Unity in Bosaso in northern Puntland. He tells VOA that many people in Puntland are expecting Islamists to push into Puntland and spark a major clash.
Yes, there are some afraid because the Islamic court captured more districts in Somalia and they are very strong. Now Puntland prepared 1,500 troops. Both sides are ready to fight.
Sunday's fighting involved forces loyal to secular factional leader Abdi Kadid, who hails from Puntland and was the last factional leader to be ousted from Mogadishu in June. Kadid is allied with Somalia's weak transitional government, Puntland's regional administration, and Ethiopia. Last week, his forces fought a brief battle with Islamist militiamen for control of Bandarale, but failed to secure the town. Puntland officials acknowledge that their troops were involved in Sunday's battle, but they deny Islamist charges that Ethiopians also fought alongside them. A recent UN report estimated that as many as 8,000 Ethiopian troops may be in Somalia or deployed along the border. Ethiopia maintains it only has a few hundred military advisors to support the transitional government in Baidoa. Experts have warned that Somalia could become a proxy battleground for Ethiopia and Eritrea, who fought a war nearly a decade ago and remain bitter enemies. Eritrea is accused of supplying the Islamists with weapons in a bid to destabilize Ethiopia. Meanwhile, neighboring Kenya announced that all commercial flights to and from Somalia would be suspended indefinitely. The move follows recent warnings by the United States that extremists in Somalia may be planning to stage suicide bombings in Kenya and Ethiopia. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Nairobi.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。